The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I'm telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. They were afraid to ask him about this saying. Gospel of the Lord. In one way or another, the disciple has a sense that Jesus is going to Jerusalem and will be persecuted. And that's why they didn't ask any more in detail. They don't want to listen to this future painful experience of Jesus. In fact, Peter, in one occasion, he came out and told Jesus, "Please, don't go there. It's not for you, suffering." And then what Jesus telling Peter, "You go to my back, Satan." You understand, with a human mind, not with a divine mind, God's providence is very different. We take pain, we take suffering, it's something negative. But if with the motivation of love, any suffering is positive. Just a mother sacrificed a whole day for baby. She's always alive, always with it. She has love. So also painful. Get up at light, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. But they are so refreshed because they have love. The same we do. If we, our love for others, even little sacrifice, it gives you life. As a matter of fact, when we suffer together with Jesus. What for? For the sake of salvation of all mankind. So your life is not only for yourself, but for the whole humanity. With Jesus, we are one with whole humanity. That's why Jesus says that all may be one, that God the Father is one. We are one with Jesus, with him on the cross. So anytime we suffer, thinking we are one with him. You are suffering not for nothing. It's suffering together, offered to God the Father for the salvation of humanity. You are not small. Although your pain, your suffering is small, but it's big. Because joined with Jesus, we offer it for the whole salvation of humanity.